This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on August 19th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours of Monday Night Trivia. That's right. Who knows what's happening at the DNC or elsewhere around the world? We'll fiddle while the world burns. Hopefully not. But while the world moves on, we'll just continue to have a good time with trivia. And, of course, there are so many ways for you to win, but you're doing it for the fun of it. The prizes aren't worth anything, though it does look like there could be a mailing within the next month or two. Right. Gee, it's only been over a year. So eventually you get a certificate, which is a lot of fun, and you also get something you don't want, like a tabloid or a DVD or a CD or something like that. So you're doing it for the fun of it, and I appreciate it. All you have to remember is the phone number. The rest of it gets easier. 888-876-5593. 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. Okay, so that's the phone number. Now, I have a straggler, and if you were listening last weekend, or, well, last Friday or last Monday, you know what it is, and this will be the last night for this. And true confessions, I haven't asked this question. I've had it on my desk for a long time. Haven't asked it because I thought, oh, this will go in two calls. And invariably, the ones I think will go in two calls go in two nights, if at all. And the ones that I think are absolute stumpers go immediately. So I'm no judge of this. But in case you missed it, according to a 1998 study from Beth Israel Hospital in Boston, managerial workers are twice as likely to have a heart attack after doing this. All right, doing what? So there's your trivia question. Now, bumper stumpers, yeah, I've got 11 of them for you, and they all have a theme. But you haven't heard the first one yet, so you're not likely to guess on that. But the good news is there's absolute saving grace in the fact that you can have your own question. You just pick any category with which you have an inordinate amount of knowledge. And the sky is the limit on that. And by the way, if it's nothing but you happen to be a music fan, we can do charts or we can do lyrics or things like that. But let's say you're like Johnny D and you know all about hominins. Well, by all means, ask. Or like Lisa and Dundee, who always does the movie quotes and usually aces them with no problem. So that's the deal. So a true smorgasbord of ways to win, even though, again, the prizes aren't worth remarking. All right, we're going to kick it off with Brian and Joliet, who wants charts. Brian, how are you tonight?
I'll tell you, Raleigh, a day without the Raleigh James Show at 10 o'clock is like night.
Aren't you kind?
No, seriously, I wanted to thank you so much for remembering to play the cover of I Idolize You.
Yeah.
That brought back a lot of wonderful memories. I really appreciate that.
Oh.
And I would, if I may, try a chart topper.
Absolutely. We're going to do August, the week of August 21st, 1965?
That'd be fine.
Okay. Number one, I Got You, Babe.
Sonny and Cher.
Number two, Save Your Heart for Me. Was on Liberty.
Jerry Lewis and
yes,
the Playboys?
Yes, absolutely right. Number three, Help.
Beatles.
Number four, California Girls.
Beach Boys.
Number five, Unchained Melody.
Righteous Brothers.
Number six, I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Rolling Stones.
Number seven, It's the Same Old Song.
Four tops.
Yeah, number 8. Don't just stand there.
Eddie Duke?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Yes, with that lovely soliloquy in the middle of it. Number 9. I'm Enery the Eighth I Am.
Herman's Hermits.
Yes, second verse, same as the first, a little bit louder and a little bit worse. And number 10, Down in the Boondocks. You can do it. It was on
Billy Joel Royal?
Yes, absolutely. It was on Columbia, you betcha. And that came out because they pushed the heck out of it at that July 1965 Columbia Records Convention. So, yes, Down in the Boondocks. Now, let's see how far you go, because you're already a winner. You got 100%. We'll see how far you go.
Great.
Number 11, Baby, I'm Yours.
Barbara Lewis.
Yes. Number 12, What's New, Pussycat?
Tom Jones.
Number 13, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me.
Mel Carter.
Yes. Number 14, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
James Brown.
Number 15, All I Really Want to Do.
Sonny and Cher?
Well, I'll give it to you. It's just Cher. Sonny wasn't on that, but good enough. I'm sure he was standing in the background, probably with a whip. Number 16, Like a Rolling Stone.
Bob Dylan?
Yeah. Number 17, You Were on My Mind.
The Wee Five?
Yeah. Number 18, Nothing But Heartaches. Every day.
Supremes?
Yep. Number 19, Take Me Back. I'm Begging You.
Little Anthony and Imperial?
Yes. Number 20, I'm a Fool. It was on Reprise.
I'm a Fool.
There were three of them, and they were kids of famous people. Well, two of them anyway.
Billy, Dino, and Desi?
Good enough, yes, and you know, Billy Hinchy would love to think somebody put his name first, so very good, absolutely. Yes, Dino, Desi, and Billy, you betcha. Number 21, I Want Candy. And of course, it was a...
I do not know.
It was a made-up group. It was one of the funniest bits ever. The Strange Love. They claimed they were sheep herders from Australia. Yes, the Strange Loves. And
Strange Loves.
Yeah, fortunately.
So got
yeah. You did very well.
20?
Yeah, you did very well.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And the best thing about that Strange Loves album was the liner notes on the back, because the whole bit was just hilarious. And of course, the Strange Loves were not a real group, clearly to say the least. But they made up this bit that they were sheep herders from Australia. I think Niles. I'm trying to think of the other two now. But it was truly one of the more hilarious album covers ever. They had to hire people because it was Feldman, Goldstein, and Goddard who actually were the guys. You know, the New York songwriting team that did a lot of Bubblegum and all that. And so they put up this bit, and I don't think they really expected it, but it was a big hit. So they, you know, they did things like they wrote My Boyfriend's Back for the Angels, and like I say, all that bubblegum stuff and all that. And so it was hilarious because they couldn't do British accents, which was their first thought, because after all, this was the British invasion. They couldn't do it. So they opted to be Australians because they weren't sure how Australians sounded. And then they came up, I think it was Giles, Miles, and Niles Strange on the sheep farm. And apparently it was they got rich because of a crossbreeding Goddard sheep. Of course, Goddard was one of the three, and registered the Feldman Goldstein Company of Australia. And so the thing is, they had no idea what to do. So on stage, well, for the pictures anyway, they had zebra striped vests with African drums, and he said, we didn't know any Australians. And so apparently this didn't first capture the public's imagination, but I Want Candy did very well. The first stuff was didn't chart at all, but in fact, of course, I Want Candy, which Burt Burns produced, and I think he might have gotten some co-writing credit on that as well. But that just really took off, and probably is an even bigger hit because it's used in commercials and all that, so they all did very well. But because it was such a big hit, they got all these offers to, you know, go live, and they couldn't do it. You know, I mean, they're just not possible. So they got other people to be Miles, Niles, and Giles. And of course, their life was fairly short, to say the least. But they did make a couple of appearances. And in fact, while they were appearing, I think it was like in Dayton, they ran into Ricky Z and the Raiders, who was Rick Zeringer, and they brought him to New York. And of course, Zeringer, who later became Rick Derringer, hang on Sloopy under the name The McCoys. So there were no McCoys before that. So anyway, that's the deal there, the Strange Loves. And it was strange. It was a great bit. All right, we'll get back to Barry. In, let's see, Barry is in, I believe he's in New Hampshire. John made him in New Mexico, but I'm pretty sure he's still in New Hampshire. Lisa's in Dundee. Jim is in Crystal Lake. He's got some guesses. Oh, good. And Bruce in Elwood wants World War II trivia. So there's one line available for you if you want it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Tell you how to shoot your blues away. You gather up your troubles and all your bad news. Then you go and get yourself a pair of dancing shoes. Then you rock,
rock, rock,
yes, rock and cry. Rock, rock,
rock and cry.
Go on and rock, rock, rock and cry. And you won't be crying long. Just plant a smile across your face. Keep spreading joy all over the place. You find it's get a look at them dancing shoes. Now you rock,
rock, rock,
yes, rock and cry. Rock, rock,
rock and cry.
Come on and rock, 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 rock and cry. And you won't be crying long.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is that? Is your first bumper stumper? And that's pretty easy, actually. I've actually played this before, I do believe, 1957. So who is he? 888-876-5593. Of course, you won't be able to get a theme yet. You need a couple more records in there. But you'll get them, because we got 11 just waiting for you tonight. All right, we got Barry in New Hampshire. There you are, Barry. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, hope you're feeling better than last Monday.
I sure do hope I am, too. The jury's a little out on that, but I'm not complaining.
Okay.
So, as we all know, the Beatles' first number one hit in America was I Want to Hold Your Hand. But what I want to know, what Beatles song spent the most number of weeks at number one on the charts?
Hey, Jude?
Yes, absolutely right. We have a winner.
Oh.
All right, so you're 100%
right. For the Straggler, is it they come back from vacation?
Oh, I like that. No. But you've won anyway, okay. So hang on. Don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593. It's just that easy. All right, so now I believe Jim in Crystal Lake's got a guess. All right, Jim, what do you think?
Hello, Wally.
How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling quite well.
Good.
Yeah, about the manager having a heart attack, right?
Absolutely right.
Okay, I have three guesses. This manager is maybe
by the way, you've already,
a manager of a professional baseball team.
You've already won, so that's it. Twice as likely to have a heart attack after what doing what? All right, pardon me, I screwed this up. Heart attack. Yeah, we know the guy had a heart attack. All right, so twice as likely if they're doing this. Doing what?
Oh, arguing with the umpire in a baseball game.
I like that. That's not right. Give me your next guess.
Oh, he's a manager of a roofing company,
nope.
And his workers are putting on a new roof on the house. So when the workers are just about done with the job, and the manager drives up with his truck and looks at the job. He walks over and he says, "Guys, you did a bad job. You have the wrong color shingle. You have to rip the whole roof off and put a new one on. He's so mad, he gets in his truck and goes home, has a heart attack.
I love it. It's not right, but what a great story. So what's number three?
He's a manager of a food store, and he walks in the morning and he sees a lot of shelves. All the food is rotting, falling off the shelves, and he's so disgusted, he walks back to his room and he has a heart attack.
I like that too, but none of them are right, but very entertaining, and thank you for the call.
Oh, I got a question.
Yes.
When a winner gets the right trivia answer,
yes.
Some people talk too fast or they mumble and you can't understand them, and I think sometimes you repeat the answer. I think you do,
yeah.
And sometimes maybe you don't, but I hope you always repeat the answer so I can really hear what the answer is. Some people talk so fast, I couldn't understand what they say.
All right. Now, remember also, for all the questions that I throw out, the answers are on Raleigh.net.
Oh, okay.
Right on the homepage. So the answers are there, along with all of the bumper stumpers.
But I just hope you always...
I will repeat the answer one time. Yes, I will try to remember this. I promise you, Jim.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy your show very
much. Glad to have you. All right, so I screwed up. No, that wasn't the answer. All right. So according to a 1998 study from Beth Israel Hospital in Boston, managerial workers are twice as likely to have a heart attack after doing this, after doing what? All right, so that's the deal. So, yes, heart attack is known. What caused it? All right, Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
All right.
I'm hoping I do better this week. I am in a slump.
Well,
as Johnny D pointed out.
No. Well, here you got two choices here. You can have a 90s question or a 40s question.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll take. Oh gosh. Are they both pretty big movies?
I believe they're both pretty big movies. I'm sure the 90s movie is very big. I'd have to look up the 40s movie, but I'm pretty sure it's very big.
Oh, I'm afraid.
Yes, it was a big movie. I had to look it up.
They both. I'm going to try the 90s.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Houston, we have a problem.
Apollo 13?
Absolutely right.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, see, it's just that easy. Of course, everybody says it today. I mean, no matter what the issue is, it's like, Houston, we got a problem. And
I know, it could be from a parody movie, too,
right.
You know, you never know.
Right, but no.
Well, save the one for the 40s for next week.
I will do that. Hang on, we'll confirm that address.
Wait,
you're absolutely right. Hold on a minute. Don't go away. You got to stay right where you are, because Bob will cut me off. He's very good at this. We'll do it right after the news on WGN Radio.
How could I forget?
Forget
him. When I was lonely, she chased away. The little girl chased away all of my blues. When I was down and out, she went somewhere and bought me. She bought me a brand new pair of shoes. So tell me, tell me, tell me. Spot her fingertips.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's one of those songs that everybody has recorded. I think the first guy was Jimmy Halliday on Everest. But who is this? Same year, 1963. Well known name, too. Yeah, how could you? 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Monday Night Trivia. According to a 1998 study from Beth Israel Hospital in Boston, managerial workers are twice as likely to have a heart attack after doing this, after doing what? All right, so, I should note to John, Lisa's on hold because she got her movie question right, confirm her address. Okay, Bruce in Elwood, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
Hanging in there.
Okay. So we're going to
I got a guess at your straggler real quick.
Oh, very good. What do you think?
Is it after they fire somebody?
It is. So you are a winner. We don't even need to give you your World War II question.
Okay, cool.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. Yes, that's exactly it. Twice as likely to have a heart attack after firing someone. That was reported in the Chicago Tribune. All right. Although rudimentary efforts existed since the 1700s, the first official one was sold in 1939. A year later, over a million of them were sold. Now, millions and millions are sold regularly. Millions of what? All right. Rudimentary efforts existed since the 1700s to do it, but the first official one was sold in 1939. A year later, over a million. Now millions and millions sold regularly. Millions of what? 888-876-5593. Oh, that's right. Lisa was holding because she had another question. That's my fault. All right. So, Lisa, pardon me about that. So what are we doing?
I just wanted to request a song for the rest,
I'm sorry about that. Let me get a pen here. All right. And what are we requesting?
I'd like to hear Sam Cooke, Bring It On Home to Me.
Okay. You got it.
Okay, great.
I'd be happy to do that. All right.
And
thanks.
Did somebody just answer the trivia question while I was on hold?
Yes,
I didn't hear it.
Exactly. Yes. And the answer is twice as likely to have a heart attack after firing someone.
Oh.
How about that?
Boy, I would think the person that got fired would have the heart attack.
Yeah. I don't know. They might be relieved.
Oh, that's true, too.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good deal. Talk to you soon.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye.
So, Lisa's, that was my fault. There she is hanging, and I can't hold a thought hostage. You kind of have to know that. All right. So, now Bruce and Elwood won as well. And now Brian and Joliet's taking a guess. I like guesses. So, what do you think, Brian?
Chuck Jackson?
No Chuck Jacksons.
No Chuck Jackson there.
Nope.
Can I make a request real quick, please?
Yep, what you want?
How about I Found the Love by Wilson Pickett?
Oh, sure. You got it.
Thank you very much,
Thanks.
Raleigh.
Thanks, appreciate it. All right, got to write this down. Although Carol keeps me honest. She's great at this. Brian, I Found the Love by Wilson Pickett. All right. And I couldn't do it without her, God knows. Well, as you know, I can barely get through the show as it is. All right, so let's see. Bob and Willowbrook's got guesses on something or other. Hello, Bob.
Well, I had six answers for the straggler, but one of them would have been right, too.
Oh.
But I just thought I'd stay on and the privilege of talking to you. And you know what? I'll take a World War II trivia
You will,
question.
Will you? All right, well, let's do that here. And I've got a bunch of them here, I thought. they were here just minutes ago, really. And now it's like, where did they go? And I mean tons of them. All right, this is not good. I'll have to look at my history to find out where I was, because I found some great World War II questions, and then I got waylaid because someone had asked me, Is Obama speaking? When is he speaking? I'm like, oh, God, I got to look that up. So I did. He's speaking tomorrow night. So is Michelle. All right, enough of that now. Let's do the easy stuff here. What happened to our questions? All right. With answers. See, answers are what really helps me. And here we go. All right. Well, we can absolutely do this now that I've revealed the answers to myself. All righty then. Yes, there was a question I had before that I really liked. Now, what was it? Darn. I'll find it here momentarily.
Okay.
So, let's see. And for people who know the war, they're probably all really, really easy, but I don't know if they are or not. All right.
Certainly could not answer any of them about the aircraft. But
well, yeah, we're not going to ask any aircraft questions,
okay,
so that's good news. We'll stay away from aircrafts and go right to maybe events. I don't know. I think I've asked that one before, actually, so let's look further. How do you feel about atomic bombs? Do you know much about them?
Much? No, but a little.
Okay, well, this is an easy one. What was the code name for the bomb dropped on Hiroshima?
I believe that was Little Boy.
Absolutely right. We have a winner.
All right. You've broken what was about a 3-month losing streak.
Well, that's really good, because, of course, Nagasaki was Fat Man. So, Little Boy. All right. You are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay. And may I ask a request of you?
Yes.
Okay, since Billy Joe Royal came up earlier, I knew you when.
Okay.
Okay.
Good deal, thanks.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Hang on, don't go away. All right, so absolutely, I knew you when. A worthwhile song, happy to play it. And let's put Bob on hold so we can confirm that address. And Kenneth in Downers Grove wants to chime in. So, Kenneth, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Miss James. I have a out-of-the-ordinary request that you must know something about. So I have to put my cards on the table here for you. Are you familiar with Rod Stewart on the Yellow Album?
I'm aware of this, but this is outside my interests or knowledge. It's after my interests.
Well, I'm going to explain this to you because only you could possibly make this happen.
Okay.
On the Yellow Album, if I'm not mistaken, is a song by Rod Stewart called Gasoline Alley. You have to contact President Trump and tell him about this song.
Like I got his number on speed dial. All right, so, yeah, Gasoline Alley is, I didn't know it was called the Yellow Album, might be, but absolutely it's on a Rod Stewart album. I am aware of it.
I believe it's the Yellow Album. I'm not positive on that, but it's a early album.
I thought Gasoline Alley was the name of the album.
Not that I know of. This is the first album that Gasoline Alley was recorded on, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm no authority like you, but it's the original Gasoline Alley that Rod Stewart did.
Okay.
On a album, I believe it was the Yellow, but I'm not positive.
Okay. I can't dispute it because I don't know anything about it. I just know that his second album was called Gasoline Alley, and the only reason I know it is because he did a cover of It's All Over Now, which was actually kind of nice. But that Bobby Womack did originally.
Miss James, I'm not trying to create a spoof here. This is something that after you hear Rod Stewart sing this song, it would be possible to make Trump listen to it because it's something about his politics for the different procedures to take oil out of the ground or whatever, only Trump would know this.
Uh-huh.
So you would have to. If you did do it, there's no other person on this planet that could do this.
Well, I guarantee you I can't because, like I say, Donald Trump's number's not on my speed dial, but I certainly can play the Rod Stewart song for you, and I'm pretty sure it was that second album, Gasoline Alley.
Well, don't play it for me.
Play it
for you, and then you sort it out.
No. I would never play a Rod Stewart record for myself. This would not happen.
Well,
or a Faces
album. The lyrics in the song.
All right.
I don't want to be a pest here.
Right.
The lyrics in the song are the issue.
I see. All right.
So I'll let you slide with it because I can't play it right now.
Okay.
But,
all right.
It's a long It's a long story with a friend of mine that used to drive dump truck in Chicago and haul stone, and we were old drivers, so I just say anymore.
Well, very good. I'll check it out. Thanks for calling. Okay.
You'll like it. You'll like it.
We'll see.
You'll like it.
All right. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. It is Monday Night Trivia. I see that Johnny D is up. He's going to be up next, and that's good because he sent me an email saying that he was going to listen to Biden first, so I guess Biden's done. All right, so we'll see what he has for guesses and what he has for hominins. Well, I'll see what I have for hominins for him, and we'll see what you have as well. That's right. It's Monday Night Trivia, off to a rip-roaring start, as you can imagine. Although rudimentary efforts existed since the 1700s, the first official one was sold in 1939. A year later, over a million of them were. Now, millions and millions are sold regularly. Millions of what? 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio.
You better believe it, baby. You better believe it, baby. Whoa.
Don't you know you got me hypnotized? Ooh. You give my heart love and the exercise. Ooh. Don't you know I wanna be your man? You turn me on when you hold. You better believe it, baby. You better believe it, baby. Oh, don't you know you're everything to me? Every kiss you give me, I'll give three. I love the way you tease me. A love like ours is oh so pleasing. Oh yeah, I wanna love. I love you. You better believe it, baby. You better believe it, baby. Oh, oh. Your kisses taste like honey. I'd rather have you than a Rockefeller's money. I love you.
Radio. I'm Robin James. All right, so who is that? And what does he have in common with the other two guys we played? And what is that? Yeah, it was from 1964. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. Johnny D. in Ohio, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, hello, Raleigh. Thank you. I'm
all right.
I'm watching. I got it muted. I'm watching President Joe Biden.
Oh,
yelling
he's still on. He's still. I thought you were going to call after. Well, I don't want to interrupt this. I don't want to interrupt this moment in time, of course. But
no, he just said et tu, Kamala.
Oh, very nice. All right.
Never mind. Let me shift this up.
Yes.
Wait a minute. All right. Yeah. Let me go in the other room. I got to be quiet. My bed's sleeping. My grandson's sleeping.
Uh huh. All right.
Flip back. He's in there with the lovely daughter, Becky. Sorry. Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
listen, no. I got that number if you want it. You know, on my speed dial.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. For President Trump. No. No. No.
I got it. I'll send it to you in an email.
Uh huh. Yes.
All right. What are we doing? Okay. In 1700s.
Yes, that's right. Rudimentary efforts existed in the 1700s, but the first official one was sold in 1939. A year later, over a million of them were sold, and now millions and millions are sold regularly. Millions of what?
Mm-hmm. Well, I got two answers, two guesses. One is a yo-yo.
Nope.
A Dunkin' yo-yo.
Nope.
It's not the yo-yo?
Nope.
Oh, darn it. I used to be pretty good with the yo-yo. But, okay, and then the other one is a paperclip.
Nope. That's nice. I like that. It's a wonderful answer. It's not right, but it's a lovely answer.
Well, I try to be lovely
yes.
in my answers.
Yes.
And did Lisa get her answer right?
Yes, absolutely she did. Redeemed, I tell you, redeemed. Yes.
She's vindicated.
That's right. Absolutely.
She vindicated us.
That's
just
right.
Like the Vindicator.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, so you want a hominin question.
What do we got on a hominin?
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give you three statements, and I want to know which one of them is true about the Australopithecines that were living 3 million years ago. Okay?
All right, I'll listen to the statements, and I'll try to decide.
A, they were not yet bipedal. B, the bones of their pelvis looked more like those of apes than humans. C, their leg and foot bones were much more similar to ours than to apes.
You want the one that is a true statement?
Yes, the true one.
Okay, their pelvises were more like ours, okay. Not like an ape. The first one was they weren't bipedal?
Right.
Oh, they were bipedal.
It says they were not yet bipedal.
They were not yet bipedal is not correct because they were bipedal.
All right. So number three is their leg and foot
correct.
Bones were much more similar to ours than to apes. You're going with that?
Well, that's the correct statement.
And you're absolutely right.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you for that.
Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So
okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, those swinging Australopithecines. Okay, sure. Why not? All right. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Linda in Richton Park's got some requests. What's up tonight, Linda?
Hi, how are you, Raleigh? You know, I was just listening to the radio on a different station that pretty soon we're going to have a full moon.
Yes, so tonight.
Tonight, yeah, and they said it's in alignment with the Earth or something like that. I don't know how true that is.
Well, remember, a full moon means the sun is opposite the moon. It's always like that. That's what makes it full.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have that. And the big news about this, what everybody's talking about, is not only do we have this full moon, and of course, like I say, the sun and the moon are in opposition. Mercury is conjunct the sun, opposing the moon as well, and Uranus is squaring all three. Then, at the same time, we have Venus that is opposing Saturn, while Mars and Jupiter are in conjunction, squaring both Venus and Saturn. So, you got a lot of activity right now and a lot of predictions for this week. A lot of people think all hell is going to break loose, but it doesn't mean that it is people or rioting. It could be earthquakes or solar flares. You know, it may be nothing,
right.
but they're all predicting that something's going to happen this week. So, we'll see.
Right. And so, they were saying, like, well, we're going to call this a blue moon. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Well, normally a blue moon means there are two moons within 1 month. So that means that February can never have one, because in order for it to be a true blue moon, it's got to be the second one of the month, and this one isn't. But I have heard people referring to it that way, and I don't know why.
Oh, okay, that's what I was wondering, because I know they say a lot of people have babies when the moon is full. I believe that, I really do.
Right.
My first baby I had, they said... everybody was having a baby that night because it was a full moon.
Uh-huh.
So they had a turnout with babies. But I thought about the song Blue Moon.
Uh-huh.
So I can't remember who made that song, but I was going to ask you, could you play it? It's called Blue Moon.
Yeah, the Marcells, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That song's been around forever, you know, longer than all of us put together probably. And the original lyrics were not the same. The original lyrics were, oh, Lord, if you're not busy up there, will you please send me a love we can share, that kind of thing. And, of course, they later changed the words but not the melody, and it became Blue Moon.
Oh, well, the song I'm talking about, it's like doo-wop.
Yes. That's right. That's absolutely right. That is the song, and that's the Marcells, of course. It dates way, way back. I mean, the Marcells clearly weren't the first artist to do it, to say the least, but I certainly can play it for you. I'll give you a couple seconds of it now. This is what you mean.
Yeah,
exactly. All right, sure, that's the Marcells.
And also, you know, Frank Sinatra sings about the moon, too, but I can't think of the name of the song.
Oh, More Than One.
You know, I was just thinking.
More Than
One. He sings about the moon, too. Okay.
He's done Fly Me to the Moon. He's done The Moon Was Yellow.
Yeah, that's
Moon
it.
Love. You Crazy Moon. Reaching for the Moon. Moonlight Serenade. There are probably more, but those are the...
Oh, my God.
Frank
Sinatra sang...
All of that.
That many songs about the moon?
I Wished on the Moon. Moon River. Don't forget Moon River, of course.
I like that.
Right.
I like that Moon River, but there's another song I wanted to request, too. It's God Bless the Child That Got His Own. I'm trying to think of the artist.
By the way, I've blown the break again, so it's just you and me talking, but that's okay. So what? God Bless the Child? Okay. I can play God Bless the Child. Whose version do you want?
It's the old one, but what's this lady's name?
You want Billie Holiday?
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. I can do it.
And then I'm going to hang up so you can go ahead on. I don't want to disturb
you. Oh, no, well, the news is on. That's all right. I'll be not doing anything for another 6 minutes. All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I appreciate it.
That I do like. There was one other song that I forgot the name of, but it's by the Platters.
Well, a lot of songs by the Platters.
It's a love song, Love in My Heart for You, or something like that.
Like Only, maybe Only You?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that.
That's
okay.
It.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll do it.
All right.
You'll get them all.
Thank you
for
taking my call.
Always.
All right,
appreciate
bye-bye.
It. All right, so now to everybody listening online. Hi, how are you? If you're listening on WGN, you're hearing the news. If you're on hold... we will have Cindy in Chicago and Tom in Chicago, Don in Beloit, and there'll be room for you, too, because we have 2 more hours of trivia coming up.
He takes all my love for granted. But I can't help it, cause I love him like I do. So the boy just comes and goes, cause there's one thing that he always knows.
He knows my key will always be in the mailbox, in case he should come by and the door's locked. He never calls to see. I give him all my love and then some. The next day he doesn't come around. Then a week goes by and he does come. I tell myself he's not worth waiting for. But when I hold him close to me, there's no place that I'd rather be.
He knows my key.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? I'll tell you, she's sort of out there in terms of if you're not really good at obscure R&B oldies, you won't know soul oldies. The first three artists, however, were mega hit generators, and our next one will be as well. But if you know who she is, good for you. If you have any idea what the theme is, even better, 888-876-5593. Or if you got an answer to my question, although rudimentary efforts existed since the 1700s, the first official one was sold in 1939. A year later, over 1 million were sold. Now millions and millions are sold regularly. Millions of what? Now, if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't like my trivia question, well, you can have your own category, and we prove that continually. Everybody knows something about something. So by all means, call 888-876-5593. Tom in Chicago is going to take a guess. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Zally. Toasters. A toaster.
Toaster, that's nice. No, it's not toasters.
All right.
but it's a nice try, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So I don't know the history of the toaster myself. I'll have to look that up someday. And I don't know when they became mass-produced. Cindy in Chicago's got some requests. Can't wait to hear. What do you want to hear, Cindy?
Well, I heard a song. You know, I hear a lot of songs on the internet. This one is pretty good. Party Girl.
Okay. I want to be a party girl. Yeah. Okay.
No, no. I need a party girl.
No. Well, then I am out of luck because I only know the female version of this. You're saying a guy singing it?
Well, yeah, it's something about running my her fingers through my hair. I think it said 1957.
Well, Party Girl was by Bernadette Carroll. Let me let you hear a little of it, and that was definitely a female as far as that goes.
That's not it.
All right, so we need more information then.
Let's see if I could find it. Yes. But anyhow, I just want to tell you, you know, I asked God why, and he said, my grace is sufficient for you. Just rejoice. There's a place for you waiting for you in heaven, and it changed my whole life.
All right.
Now pretty much I never understood this where you don't let your circumstances dictate.
Mm-hmm.
And now I understand. And I'm getting a plaque for my bookcase in the living room. I'm going to put it on a stand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a t-shirt that says on Amazon that says, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness.
All right.
Okay, but then just one more thing. God has always put me in situations where, you know, where it's just been so overwhelming, and I've just had to wait for Him to help me.
Well, He'll never give you a burden you can't bear.
No. Okay. Let's see if I could find this song.
Yes.
It's just one second. Okay.
All right. Well, you can figure it out, and you can call me back and let me know.
Well, let's see. It might be right here.
Yeah.
What is?
This is not going to be good. All right.
Buddy.
Oh, Buddy Knox, you're talking about Party Doll, not Party Girl. Buddy Knox.
Yeah, I forgot. You know,
Buddy
yeah,
Knox, party. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's the song.
Yes, absolutely. Buddy
that's
Knox.
That's a pretty good song. Right?
All right, very good. Yeah, it came right out of New Mexico, and that was right there on the border. All right, we'll do it.
If you want to play that one, okay,
sure.
I'm going to turn the radio back on.
All right, very good, thanks. All right, so, Party Doll, Buddy Knox. And, at that session, Jimmy Bowen was there, too, Jimmy Bowen and the Rhythm Orchids. And, Norman Petty, Clovis, New Mexico. I think that's now some type of a museum or something. But, I went there years ago when Norman Petty was still alive, and in the front yard, actually. I think it's turned into a big deal museum now, but I haven't been back. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. Jim in Richmond's going to take a guess on our question. Jim, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, and I'll tell you tomorrow, but the results were normal.
Good.
From the stress test, and I have other questions for you tomorrow.
Okay.
But I have a guess at your trivia question.
What do you think?
In the 1700s, like 58 or whatever said it was, the Bavarian monks were taking dough and putting it into a religious symbol. And in 1939, they started making soft pretzels in the shape of the pretzels that we see now. And I think that is your answer.
It's a great answer, but it's not right. And we're talking millions and millions are sold now. I mean, I think there are a lot of soft pretzels, but not in the millions and millions.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Okay.
I
appreciate
thought it was
it.
That.
Well, I'm glad
being
you
in
tried.
The business and all.
Yeah. Glad you tried. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And Maurice, a first-time caller in Elgin. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay. So
I've got an idea on your stumper tonight.
Okay.
And I think it's an insurance policy.
That's interesting. You know, the first insurance policy was sold in 1347. They were around a lot older than that, believe it or not. And even at the start, they were sort of legalized gambling of a way. And so, yeah, they've been around forever. So not insurance policies.
Thank you.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. Not even car insurance policies as far as that goes. But it's still a nice guess, and I hope that Maurice will call us again soon. It was nice to meet him. All right. Let's see. Tim in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think, Tim?
Well, I'm going to try. This is a guess. Saving bonds?
Nope.
Nope.
But thanks for trying. Nope.
Okie dokie.
But thanks for trying. I appreciate it. All right.
Have a nice evening.
You too. Now, we'll get to Mark and Aurora, who wants new charts. Donna Bloit wants his World War II planes. And there's room for you too. 888-876-5593. Another bumper stumper coming up in moments. And yes, it is an artist you know on WGN Radio.
I moved your pictures from my wall. Darling, I replaced them, both large and small. Now each new day finds me so blue. But now I know nothing can take the place of you. Every day I read your letters, one by one, and I know I still love you when all is said and done. And oh, nothing can take the place of you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And of course, that originally by Toussaint McCall was on Ron Records in 1967. But there were about three dozen covers. Right away after Toussaint McCall released it, UX Lewis had a country version of it. And then later William Bell and ZZ Hill and a number of people. Who was that? 888-876-5593. Timmy Euro did a version of it. Fern Kinney. Yeah, so Coco Taylor. You're talking about a lot of people. And so who was this? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All right, so, and what do they all have in common? I guess I should be happy if you know who they are, let alone what the theme is, but we'll see how that goes. All right, so now Van in Chicago is taking a guess on our question. What do you think, Van? Well, that's an interesting noise.
I think it's a condom.
Great. Wait a minute. All right, so I just had something fail. A condom, that's interesting. No, it is not.
Oh, darn. I also have a song request.
All right.
I forgot his first name, but Mr. Lattimore.
Benny Lattimore?
Song that I'm sorry, what did you say?
Benny was his first name, but sometimes he just went by Lattimore.
No, but yeah, you'll know it when I tell you the rest. It's voted an official wedding song. It's called For You.
Okay. All right.
It's popular, but I can't think of his first name. I love to hear that song. It's a long length.
Yeah.
But
I'm pretty sure Lattimore's first name was Benny. He didn't always use it, but it was. So now I have to find
out. Oh, really?
Yes. But now I have to find out what what for you. I'll do anything.
He's married to a former TV judge.
Was he? Okay. Now, I've got, I'll do anything for you. Could it be that?
No. I know
it's not Girl, I've Got News for You, because it just wouldn't be right for what you're saying, but it might be I'll do anything for you. Let me see if I have that here.
Yeah, that does sound...
I'll bet you that's what you... Yeah, let's see. I don't know if it's on this machine or not.
That's one of the lyrics.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let's see, does it... let's see. I don't think it's on this machine, but no, I've got a Barry White version. All right, that's... I'm pretty sure, and I if so, I've got it. That's a Miami record, actually. And I will find it. But Benny Lattimore is married to somebody. Okay.
Yeah, TV judge.
Really?
Ex TV judge. Uh-huh. Huh.
Okay. It says Yvonne Lattimore is his wife. So I don't know. So now that's interesting. Yeah. But Lattimore was Benjamin William Lattimore. I remember that. So now he was married to a TV judge. Now I got to find, because I don't think Yvonne was the TV judge.
They're still married.
Really? Okay.
I love their marriage story. It was on television. Okay.
All right, here we go. He's married to a judge. All right, Kenny Lattimore.
There you go.
Kenny Lattimore. Okay.
Yes.
So not many, but Kenny Lattimore. Okay, now we're talking. Let's see. All right. All right. And you think it's called For You?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. Well, good luck on that. It's not called that. Not called that either. Great. All right. Well, we'll just have to look for more Kenny Lattimore songs to see which one would fit. But you're sure it's Kenny. Let's see. All right. I'm looking. For You. Okay, I found a 1996 Columbia. This is why I wouldn't know in a million years. But I can find that record. It's not on this computer.
Wonderful.
But 1996 For You. All right. And that is for Van. Okay. I will do it.
Thank you so much, right. Raleigh.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, yeah. Now, Kenny, see, I know Benny very well, but Kenny, my God, he was born in 1970. All right. I know. I always say it, but my pants are older than that. All right. So, is he related to Benny? I have no idea. I doubt it because he was born in D.C., and he also has two T's in his name, and Benny Lattimore, I think, only had one. But let me see. Probably not. But, all right. So, that would be a big no. All right, very good. We have. I'm going to look further though, because I wouldn't be surprised. But let's say no. But we'll find For You, and I'll find that before tomorrow night, and we'll play it, because I want to hear it too. I've never heard it because it's the '90s. Just clueless. All right, Don is in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm going Binary Theory on you. You know, like the 1670s was Leibniz, some guy. But Boole was very famous. He didn't get around to doing the binary and computing until 1847. But I thought it was computers and something like that.
Nope.
Not
nope.
Transistors,
nope.
Electromagnets,
nope.
Solenoids.
Nope.
All right. Well, I felt we should... I didn't catch the beginning of your show. As usual, I was playing two hockey games in Rockford. But did you happen to say anything about Phil Donahue?
I did not. It's been on the news, and maybe we'll mention that tomorrow or whatever. But I just had a few brief
things that we
do
should...
Do it tomorrow night.
Well, I could do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll talk about that. All right, so we're going to do trivia.
I would like that. Yeah, if you could give me, I'll try to guess.
Okay. Well, this is hard because, of course, it's an opinion. But by many, but I'll give you a little more information than that. By many people's opinion, this was the hardest to fly plane in World War II. And I will tell you that it was introduced in Update Winged Lions.
And well, I didn't catch that.
Winged Lions.
Winged Lions? Winged Lions.
Winged, W-I-N-G-E-D, Winged Lions, L-I-O-N-S, like roar, lions. Okay. Yeah.
You're going to give me a country? No?
Great Britain.
Oh, huh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So many bad planes to pick from. So this was considered the hardest plane to fly.
Yeah, by many people. And it had it was based on another plane, but it was the first version of it that featured manually folding wings.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
And you know, you'd have to talk with them to determine whether they were right or not, but I can tell you it was introduced in Update Winged Lions. And it did have the first version of the manually folding wings based on the planes it was based on. It was the first time they did that.
Ferry? Am I going for a ferry with a manufacturer, maybe? Hmm. Albacore, Barracuda, Swordfish?
How do I find out who manufactured this? I have no idea who manufactured this. So now
folding implies Navy, and Navy ships, you got to shove them all in hangers underneath the deck.
You probably would be right about that. And so, hang on a minute. We're into the news. Okay. You can think about it for a few minutes.
Okay.
And yes, once again, I blew the news, of course. Well, it's the Raleigh James Show. What do you expect? We'll pick it up right after the news. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday Night Trivia. We have another hour and a half of this. I've got a question I threw out there, and that was, although rudimentary efforts existed since the 1700s, the first official one was sold in 1939. A year later, over a million were sold. Now, millions and millions are sold regularly. Millions of what? 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And so we were here with Don in Beloit, clear as mud, asking him about what was considered to be the hardest plane to fly in World War II. We've determined that they were British. We've determined that they had folding wings. We've determined that they first appeared in the Update Winged Lions. We've also determined that they were based on another plane. Now, you wanted to know, you wanted a hint, who made them. And I'll give you that. You ready?
Okay.
Westland and Cunliffe Owen.
There's so many. I mean, even for the British, there was a lot of really bad planes. Mm-hmm. Lysander? The Lysander was famous.
No.
I haven't the slightest idea. I'm sorry. No. That's a good one.
The Seafire MK3. Based on the Spitfire MKVC.
Right.
And it was the first version with the manually folding wings, and it was introduced in Update Winged Lions. And so, yes, by those who flew this kind of stuff said, this was the dog, this was the hardest to fly. So there you go.
it had to do with the beautiful beauty of the Spitfire. It was amazing. We've talked about it. It was just, but but to put it in the Navy and to smash it onto a deck of a carrier is a different thing. So it didn't transition right.
Yes, exactly right.
Didn't transition well initially, right?
Yeah.
Right. But it went on to be a wonderful plane, even for the Royal Navy. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I love it. I love your questions. Good. Love your show.
Talk to you next week.
To you and John, appreciate it.
Okay, bye. So, good deal. 888-876-5593. We say goodbye to Don. That leaves a line available for you. 888-876-5593. All right. Mark in Aurora wants to do charts. All right, Mark, how are you?
Yes, I'm just fine. Mellowing out here.
Very good. And you want this week in 1969,
yeah.
Huh?
69, yes.
All right, yes, we can do that. No problem. All right, so here we are right now. Let's see. Right in front of me. Okay, so here we are. Number one, Honky Tonk Women.
Rolling Stones.
Number two, A Boy Named Sue.
Johnny Cash.
Number three, Crystal Blue, Persuasion.
Tommy James and the Chandelles.
Number four, Sweet Caroline.
Neil Diamond.
Number five, In the Year 2525.
Zager and Evan.
Number six, Put a Little Love in My Heart. In your heart, actually. Put a Little Love in Your Heart.
Oh, Jackie Shannon.
Yes, all right. Next, coming in at number seven, Green River.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Number eight, Polk Salad Annie.
Cody Joe White.
Number nine, Get Together.
Youngblood.
And number 10, Laughing.
Guess Who.
All right, let's see how far you go. Number 11, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town.
Kenny Rogers.
That's right. Number 12, Lay Lady Lay.
Bobby Dylan.
13, Baby I Love You.
Oh, Andy Kim.
14, Sugar, Sugar.
The Archies.
It gets worse. 15, Give Peace a Chance.
John Lennon.
No. And you know it's John Lennon, and you know it's Yoko, but what's the name of the group?
Plastic Ono Band?
There you go. All right. I'm afraid that's right. Number 16, My Cherie Amour.
You wonder.
Number 17, What Does It Take to Win Your Love?
Oh, Junior Walker and the All Stars.
Number
18. Love that song.
Yeah, like I say, nice long intro. Read the license renewal over it. 18.
Yeah.
Easy to Be Hard.
Three Dog Nights.
19, I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
Dionne Warwick.
No.
I'll Never Fall in Love Again?
Yes.
But it's not Dionne Warwick.
No, it's not a female.
Oh. Well.
Trying to see if I have it here. Let you. Well, you'd know if you heard, but
yeah,
it's,
maybe you can give me a listen.
Yeah, I don't know if I have good taste. I don't have it on here, but I don't know. Yeah. Oh, I'm afraid I do. Oh gosh.
Okay.
What a shame. Let's see. Here you go. You don't get much of it. You ready?
Yeah.
I've been in love
what?
So many times.
I do not know that one. Oh, Tom Jones.
There you go. I know there's no way you don't know it. All right. All right. Let's move on.
Okay.
See. Number 20, Working on a Groovy Thing.
Fifth Dimension.
21, Choice of Colors.
No, I don't know that one.
Well, that's the impressions, but you did very good. Very well.
Okay.
So, all right.
Okay.
We'll add to your stash. Don't go away. Hang on.
All right.
All right. So, yes, we knew that whenever Mark was going to fail, it was going to be an R&B record. And there it is. Yes, the impressions it was. So we put Mark on hold. And we find out from Carl maybe something else about Kenny Lattimore, who, frankly, I've never heard of. All right, so Carl in Riverside. Carl's gone? Well, maybe since I figured out who Kenny was, that was the end of that. But thanks for trying. So now we know. Bill in Watertown has some song info. All right, Bill, welcome back to WGN Radio.
I think the song was Party Doll, Run Your Fingers Through Your Hair.
Yeah, no, we already got that, Buddy Knox. I told
you,
her.
You already got it?
Yeah, I told her I'd play it tomorrow night.
Okay. And at the same time, Jimmy Bowen had a record.
Yeah, I'm sticking with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same session, same place.
He went on to be a producer.
And a label manager, too. He was head of promotion and did a whole bunch of stuff. Yes, Jimmy Bowen, absolutely.
Yeah. What label were they on?
They were on Roulette, obviously. Those records were on Roulette.
Right.
But, but Jimmy went on to a terrific career, which had nothing to do with Moish Levy, I guarantee you. But
right.
He did a lot of things that people don't know. For instance, he was the person who brought Nancy Sinatra together with Lee Hazelwood. And also introduced Nancy Sinatra to Mel Tillis. And so he grew up in Dumas, Texas, and he was originally from New Mexico and, you know, did I'm Sticking With You. And the flip side was, of course, Buddy Knox Party Doll. And that was the deal. But he moved to L.A., and he actually worked under Snuff Garrett at Liberty. He also worked for Reprise, Frank Sinatra's label. He was involved with a lot of that stuff, like Dino Desi and Billy that we mentioned before and all that stuff. And then he launched his own independent label. I don't think anything happened with that. But then later he wound up doing a lot of things in Nashville, running labels and stuff like that. So, he did well.
And Buddy Knox, I don't know that he ever had it much after that one record.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I thought, frankly, there was a record he did after it I thought was the best thing he ever did, which wasn't a hit, but Someone Touched Me in the Dark Last Night. Somebody Touched Me in the Dark Last Night. I thought that was just terrific, but it just wasn't a big hit. Hula Love hit, and I didn't think that was too great a record.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
but,
it.
Yeah, and then he signed with Liberty. And, you know, had put out a lot of things like Lovey Dovey or like Ling Ting Tong and all that. And, you know, he too worked with Snuff Garrett, as did Jimmy. And then he moved to Nashville, and he was on United Artists for a while, and he was working with Bob Montgomery and stuff like that. But I don't think anything, you know, obviously nothing really ever hit after that. So yeah.
All right, can I make a request?
Sure.
Dupree's Have You Heard?
Oh, what a great song, yes, Dupree's. Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, appreciate it. All right, so
bye-bye.
We write down Bill in Watertown, and so I don't forget it, and Have You Heard? All right. So, 888-876-5593. Oh, I see Carl's called back, so I'll find out about Kenny Lattimore, who, like I say, I don't know. Naoto in Japan, we're going to do some trivia. I bet you Myers-Briggs. Yeah, we'll find out about another type. Robert in Stickney is going to take a guess on a bumper. And let's see, there is now officially one line available for you. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Mine.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? 888-876-5593. And let's see what we're doing here, by the way. And nobody's guessed a theme, but then again, nobody's really guessed on any of the artists either. And I think we're about to change that with Robert and Stickney. So, Robert, what did you hear, you know?
Yeah, this was about two or three bumpers ago, around quarter after 11. Sounded a lot like Brooke Benton.
Absolutely right. Brooke Benton, Nothing Can Take the Place of You, the Toussaint McCall remake. You're absolutely right.
Right. I noticed the way he would go all the way down in the bass and then come all the way back up again, too. Yeah, you know, the style of singing. Yeah.
So any idea what the theme might be?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, you know that anyway, no. And that, of course, is 1969 on Cotillion. So hang on a minute. We'll get your address. You're a winner. All right.
Okay,
so good deal. And, of course, again, the prizes are fairly worthless, but the certificate is fun. However, it takes forever to get them. But we really, John's actually been working on this. So I think the next couple months something could show up in your mailbox. But, you know, don't stand there panting. Carl called back in Riverside. All right. Carl.
Hey, Raleigh, I'm back.
Yeah.
I know it's trivia night, but as soon as I heard you talking about Lattimore and then Kenny Lattimore, and I hope you don't mind, I had to kind of weigh in on that. And what came to mind is a Christmas-oriented song by Kenny Lattimore, and it was originally done by Joni Mitchell.
Oh, go
it's
on.
It's kind of a soulful rendition. It's pretty sweet.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't by Joni. But anyway, all right, so what is it?
Oh, you mean the song?
Yeah.
Yeah. The original song by Joni Mitchell was The River, but Kenny Lattimore does a really good version of it.
Of The River, all right.
No, and The God.
Yeah, like I say, I've never heard of this guy. But of course, I wouldn't, because this is 90s stuff and later. So it's completely...
Yeah, I know you're kind of tuned into a certain...
absolutely. And of course, when you mention things like Joni Mitchell or whatever, I get a rash just even thinking about it.
Well, wait a minute. Can I mention one more rash?
If it's Joan Baez, I'm going to vomit. All right. No. What is it?
I was never really into her.
They're all bad. All right, so what else?
Yeah. In the late 70s, maybe early... Does the name, speaking of Kenny, does the name Kenny Rankin?
Oh, of course. Kenny Rankin is a wonderful artist and did some great jazz stuff, too. Kenny Rankin was terrific.
He had the big album, 33 and a Third.
He had many big albums.
What was it produced by? Don Costa?
Right.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, but Kenny Rankin had
strings in the background.
Yeah, there's a lot of good Kenny Rankin stuff. In fact, I guess in 77, he what the heck was the name of that? Because he covered somebody who had the bigger hit, and I went and played the Kenny Rankin because of...
Helen Reddy.
Oh, God, no. But I mean, he did cover Helen Reddy stuff, too. But yeah. But yeah, just...
Or vice versa, perhaps.
No. there's a lot of good things.
But, here.
Yeah, right. I know that's no, I'm trying to think of he did a really nice version of When Sonny Gets Blue too. A really nice version.
Absolutely.
Of
that. Was on the Kenny Rankin album. Hey, look, Raleigh,
yeah, little darling.
I get scooting here. I don't want to keep you too long like a lot of other people do. Can I request a Kenny Rankin song that comes to mind I like?
If I like it.
Okay. House of Gold.
Oh, God. I don't know. Maybe, but if not, I'll play you something by Kenny Rankin that I can stomach. All right?
I got to think of something better next time.
No, that's all right. We'll definitely play a Kenny Rankin for you, except I'm probably, and it's not going to be peaceful either, I'm probably going to pick it.
Yeah, no. Don't do the peaceful song. House of Gold.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm aware. Like I say, I don't guarantee that, but we'll play something. And,
well, he's kind of from the Basha era, right?
Wouldn't go.
'70s, early '80s.
Well, no. Kenny Rankin was mostly '60s and '70s, but his version of "On and On" on Atlantic—that was the one I liked him better than the Stephen Bishop version. But Kenny Rankin's first stuff was in the '50s.
Yeah.
You know, he was on Decca in the '50s, so this was a guy who was just terrific. Unfortunately, he had a heroin problem that really kept him out of commission for a while. But String Man, I thought, was a good song too. So maybe I'll play String Man. I don't know, but
and,
Silver Morning?
No.
I saw my Johnny Carson doing that.
Yeah. No, I know Silver Morning was 74 on Little David, but no, I'll...
Hey, Raleigh, I actually went to go see him once at a club in Chicago. It was probably in the early 80s.
Uh-huh.
So it was pretty cool.
All right. I'll get you something,
That's
I promise.
I got for you. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Ciao.
Yeah, and because there's a lot by Kenny Rankin I like. There's a lot I don't, but there's a lot I like as well. So we'll do that. And his version of On and On, like I say, I think it was it Stephen Bishop who had the hit at the time, but it was a cover that Atlantic put out, and I went with the Kenny Rankin version. So there, yeah. At least North Carolina played Kenny, so maybe no one else. We'll get to Laurie in Chicago, and Jim is in Richmond. He's going to take another guest here next hour. We got another hour of trivia coming up, and James on the South Side wants his World War II trivia, and I've already got a question for Naoto in Japan. Yes, on Myers-Briggs trivia, something that I found that I thought was downright interesting, and I bet you he'll ace it right away. So all that and more will come up in the next hour of trivia. And if you're listening on Friday, by the way, it's kind of late in the game to tell you this, it's a replay. All right, but if it's Monday night, right now, just about midnight, Monday night, and you'd like to participate, we'd love to hear from you next hour. There's a line available for you, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? That's our bumper stumper for the moment, and yes, you absolutely know who he is. And we'll see how well you do on that, actually. Nobody's been taking a guess on the theme yet, but we'll see. I picked out the Kenny Rankin song I'm going to play tomorrow. It's just my all-time favorite Kenny Rankin song. It was not on any of his albums. It was the flip side of a 45. So we'll do that. And I'll listen to the other ones, though, and see if I can be convinced to play more. We got a straggler, and no, we don't. Actually, our first straggler from last week was gotten in the first hour. And if you weren't listening, according to a 1998 study from Beth Israel Hospital in Boston, managerial workers are twice as likely to have a heart attack after firing someone. That's what it was, firing someone's. But we have an active question, and of course, if you don't get it this hour, it becomes next week's straggler, and then we reveal it. Although rudimentary efforts existed since the 1700s, the first official one was sold in 1939. A year later, over a million of them were sold. Now, millions and millions are sold regularly. What are they? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. If you don't like my questions, you can have your own category. We prove that virtually every week, and we'll see how you do with that. But Naoto in Japan likes Myers-Briggs trivia, and let's see how he's doing tonight. So, Naoto, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well.
Well, good. All right. Now, interestingly, I was looking at the categories, and I discovered that the first initial, the E or the I, it doesn't matter whether it's an extrovert or an introvert, because both of them, introverts and extroverts, are considered to be tolerant and flexible. That's the number one phrase about them. And I thought that was interesting that one would be an E and the other would be an I, but what three letters follow that?
Can you repeat the question again? Okay. I understand the first part.
Oh, sure. Tolerant and flexible. And this comes up twice. Mm-hmm. Once for an introvert and once for an extrovert. Tolerant and flexible. Mm-hmm. So what are the next three letters?
All right. That would be NFP?
It's STP. So STP, tolerant and flexible, mm-hmm. quiet observers until a problem appears, then they act quickly. And ESTP, mm-hmm. tolerant and flexible, take a pragmatic approach focused on immediate results.
So that's one
where the STP was the same on both of them, but whether it was an E or an I, it was the same definition.
Mm-hmm. That's quite interesting.
Yeah. I thought so. When I saw this, I thought, man, there's my Naoto question. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
okay,
thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so I don't usually beat Naoto, that's for sure. He knows all when it comes to Myers-Briggs, which, again, it's not scientifically proven on any level, but it's used by employers worldwide to determine personality traits. All right, so Kathy and McHenry, welcome back to WGN Radio. What are we talking about, Kathy? I don't know, because Kathy is gone. All right, well, I don't know what we were talking about, but call me back, if not tonight, maybe tomorrow night. And Jim in Richmond's going to take another guest. Jim, welcome back to WGN. What do you think?
I'm thinking that it started in the Revolutionary War. They were selling them, and there was too much scandal. But I'm thinking it's lottery.
That's such a great answer. It's not right, but that's a great answer.
Oh, I really thought it was the lottery.
Yeah, no, fits well.
Can I tell you what happened Friday night?
Yeah, what?
I was laying in bed listening to the show,
uh-huh.
and I had my phone next to me,
uh-huh.
and then all of a sudden I came on the air.
Uh-huh.
And I myself wasn't saying anything, and Bear started dancing all around because I was talking. He goes crazy if there's a girl on the phone and I'm talking to him, and he wants me to give him a treat. So this, I don't remember what time it was, 11 or 11:30, and he's dancing all around on the bed. And then when I hung up, then he went, oh, then he laid down, and he never said a word. So he thought it was amazing.
Yeah, so, and he's wondering why he didn't get a treat. So,
mm-hmm. And then after the show was over, I turned everything off and we went right to bed.
Yes, absolutely.
So, but I thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, it is. That's great. You just never know. All right, good deal. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And, oh, man, we've got, let's see here, Laura in Willowbrook. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What are we doing, Laura?
Hey, good evening or good morning, whatever time it is. I'm so glad to be listening to you rather than convention politics stuff.
Yeah, is that still going on? I wonder. Somebody told me that a few minutes ago that he was still talking, so I don't know.
I think so, yes. I'm like, oh, God, I'd so much rather listen to you. I would like some Rodgers and Hammerstein's lyrics,
huh? I get to pick out any one of the songs, huh? Well,
yeah, that's a problem.
No, I'm sure that I can do this. And what I just have to do is pick out one of the songs so that with that in mind, you'll know it. So here I've just picked one. We're going to see if I can get lyrics and. I don't know what the song is, but it's got lyrics. Okay.
It is politics. I just fast forward a little bit, just like, oh, what did they say? Okay, bye.
Oh, yeah.
Not worth listening.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. All right. Here we go. With me, it's all or nothing. Is it all or nothing with you? It can't be in between. It can't be now and then. No half and half romance will do.
Okay, so I have no half and half romance will do.
What's it from?
It's all or nothing. I do believe it would be, oh God, Oklahoma.
We have a winner. Absolutely. It is from Oklahoma. It's called All or Nothing.
Oh, phew. Thank you.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away. Good deal. You are a winner. You know your Rodgers and Hammerstein lyrics. I don't even know the song. All right, but the beauty of the internet. It was right there in front of me, making me sound like I almost know what I'm doing. Forget about it. Lori in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I got some requests and some trivia.
Okay.
And I know a bumper, too. Was in the first hour. How can I forget?
And who's it by?
Chuck Jackson.
Nope.
Nope. It isn't.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Yep. Not Chuck Jackson. I don't even think he recorded it, but he might have. The original was Jimmy Holiday, but this wasn't Jimmy Holiday. This was another mega artist.
And I can't think of who it was. I'm ashamed of myself.
Okay, so what else?
Okay, lyrics from November 7, 1953.
No, no, you can't give me, if we're doing lyrics, you just have to give me something like the 50s. Not like, no, if we want to do charts, we can pick the week and the day, but not lyrics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, charts. From June 1, 1958.
All right, hang on a minute. That's exactly what we're going to do. June 1, 1958. Don't go away. All right, and we'll pick it up right there. Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
I'm a love machine. Oh, yes, I am.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. I have in common with everybody else we played tonight. There's a theme, too. And I'm looking, and yeah, somebody guessed Brooke Benton, but so far that's been the only one that's been guessed, which is surprising. So maybe this is the one that will cause you to get to the phone and call me and, in fact, know the answer. All right, so let's see. I believe we're done talking to Lori in Chicago. No, we're not. We're not at all. We're going to play trivia, and we're going to do charts the first week of November, and that's 1958. Correct, Lori?
June 1, 1958.
Okay, June. Okay, let's go back to June. First week of June, 1958. And I can easily do this. And here we are. All right. Number one, All I Have to Do is Dream.
Everybody.
Number two, Witch Doctor.
David Seville.
Yeah, number three, wear my ring around your neck.
Elvis.
All right, number four, Twilight Time.
Gladys.
Number five, Looking Back.
Brooke Benton.
No, give me another one.
Oh, no.
Just one of the best pop
stars.
Yes, there we go. Number six, Big Man. Big Man yesterday, but boy, you ought to see me now.
And wouldn't you know, I can't think of it.
Oh, man, the Four Preps. Okay.
Oh, geez, that's right.
Yeah, number seven, Purple People Eater.
Chub Willie.
Yeah, number eight, Secretly.
Thursday.
No. Oh, no. You don't even have the right gender. That's Secret Love. No, Secretly.
Oh, Jimmy Rogers.
Yeah, that's right. Number nine, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
Lloyd London.
Yes. And number 10, Do You Want to Dance?
Bobby Freeman.
Absolutely. You got 90%. You did really good.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And what a nice year, too. All right. Hang on. You're a winner.
Thank you.
So, Lori got 90% of them. Just missed on the Four Preps, but that's fine. Excellent. All right. A year I can relate to as well, so that's good. Love to hear that. Now, let's see what I'm doing here. Always trying. Oh, James on the South Side. Now, James, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Good.
Phone's trying to act funny, so let me make sure it doesn't do that to you. Okay, let me get it off. Okay, how's that?
That's nice.
That's better.
All right.
Okay.
So, World War II, huh? You ready?
Yeah.
What was the name given to the 1943 operation intended to break the siege of Leningrad?
Okay. It was... Okay, Operation Uranus?
No, take another guess. We'll give you another one.
I should know this.
Yeah.
Operation.
And you do know this. You're just not thinking of it. You do know this.
Operation, it's not Operation Icebreaker. No. Operation.
It's just one word, one syllable.
Operation Freeze? No.
Guess we got to get the thinking music ready or something. I don't know. But give up?
I'm going to kick myself because it's probably something that is so simple.
It is.
I was going to say Block?
Operation Spark.
Yeah.
Don't that just underwhelm you. All right, Operation Spark. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
I wanted to take...
All right, hang on. You gotta hang on, because I got Bob on the board, and he'll cut me off if I don't shut up. So I will, and then we'll be back to James on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, all right? Second to last bumper stumper. No takers on the theme yet, but maybe we've got another guest from Brian who recognized his Brooke Benton on this one. So, Brian, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. Would that be a very early Jackie Wilson song?
Oh, that's nice. No, it is not.
No, and did you have a question about 1939 when the first one of something was
sold? Yeah, here's our deal. Rudimentary efforts existed since the 1700s, but the first official one was sold in 1939. A year later, over a million were sold. Now, millions and millions are sold regularly. Millions of what?
You see, I was going to guess television sets, but...
Nope. Yeah, right. Right. Rudimentary efforts since the 1700s. I want to see those.
I didn't think that part threw it. I thought the first ones might have been sold in 39 TVs. I didn't catch the
Well, they certainly were on display at the World's Fair.
In 39?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if I would have listened carefully to the first part, maybe I would have... I thank you for letting me take a try.
Absolutely.
Take care.
You too. Yeah, it was the 1939 New York World's Fair, and it was the first one that was televised, well, roughly. It was TRK-12s were what they were called, TRK-12s, and viewers could see television, sort of. And it was interesting to watch. And it was in the RCA Pavilion, and it was very interesting. And it was, I think, FDR who opened the World's Fair, and they televised him with it. Yeah, it was maybe not something that you would want in your own television collection, but. Regular television broadcasting debuted then, April 30th, 1939. FDR opening the World's Fair. All right, so there. Had nothing to do with our trivia question, but it was fun nonetheless. We got about 20 minutes left, and you can answer our question, which will become our straggler if you don't. So if you'd like to answer it, that would be terrific. And again... rudimentary efforts existed since the 1700s, but the first official one was sold in 1939, and a year later, over a million were sold. Now, millions and millions are sold regularly, millions of what? And we're back to James, who I cut off so rudely because I knew that the news was coming and I was going. So are you still with us, James?
Yes. Right. Okay. I got a couple of guesses. Refrigerators?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to say I'm going to go for collectible stamps.
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I might call back.
Okay, that's right. You're going to say you might call back. Good move. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah,
all
right. Because I don't want to be interrupted with anybody else coming in.
All right, thanks, Brian.
Oh, I was going to say one other thing. Yeah. Take a guess at what the theme is on the thing. Just one guess. Okay, I'm going to say that these are basically... songs by that basically either by performers who never got number ones or were versions that never quite made it to the top of the chart.
Nope. A lot of these had million sellers. I mean, unless we already identified Brooke Benton, we know he had million sellers.
I know.
All right. So,
okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Good deal. So, no, there are some big acts here that we have played. And we have one more to go, and then I will reveal all. But in the meantime, oh, by the way, on television, not only did FDR, open the World's Fair with the deal and start a television, but David Sarnoff, he was at the RCA Pavilion, and he introduced it at the World's Fair. And what's interesting is 7 years later in 1946, he introduced electronic color television. You should have seen it. All right. Obviously, I wasn't there to see it in person, but yes, I've seen much of it since then. But nonetheless, it certainly was the case. But that has nothing to do with our trivia question, don't you know? All right. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh and John in Oak Lawn. Welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. Could it be the antenna or a brassier?
Neither. Those are nice guesses, though, but neither.
Yeah, they sold millions of them.
Well, they absolutely, but they were selling them long before 1939.
Yeah, hope so.
All right. Yes. Okay. All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Raleigh.
Yeah. Although some of the contortionists, so you look at some of these, like especially some of these early corsets and girdles that women wear, so wonder how they had much of a life in terms of that. But nonetheless, it's not brassieres or any underwear of any sort. And we'll see what we can get. We have Cousin. Cousin is in Chicago. All right, Cousin, welcome to WGN Radio.
Sherry's cousin Jim.
All right, Cousin Jim. All right, good deal.
Okay. Nylon stockings.
Nice, but not right.
Okay, now it's my guess.
Nice guess. Okay. Thanks, appreciate it. Yeah, so I have a feeling this might be a straggler if you don't come rescue it. So if you do, 888-876-5593. Now I have one more bumper stumper. And I guess we're going to get to it in a moment, and then we can maybe talk about the theme, unless you knock it off. And you could. 888-876-5593, Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 888-876-5593. We got about 10 minutes left, and that is it. So act promptly if you want to guess on that as a bumper stumper, or guess on our theme as far as that goes, or our question. Although rudimentary efforts existed since the 1700s, the first official one was sold in 1939. A year later, over 1 million were sold. Now millions and millions are sold regularly. What are they? Barb in Yorkville, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Yes, I think it's a camera. A camera that makes its own pictures. I can't think of the name of what they call them.
Oh, yeah, it is not. It is not a Polaroid Instamatic of any type. Nope.
Thank you. I couldn't think of that.
That's all right.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You're
all right.
Welcome.
So,
bye-bye.
Yeah, not that. So James on the south side, I guess he got his guesses together. All right, so will we hear our half dozen guesses in a cogent list? Only time will tell. All right, James, go for it.
Okay, Dencher.
No.
Beer can.
No.
Toothbrush.
No.
A comb.
No.
I'm going to say, okay, wig. No, not wigs. No, that's not the one I'm going for. I'm going to go for, toothpicks.
Nope. One more. Big finish.
Okay. I'm going to go for water bottles.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate okay. it. Yeah, I'll leave that out there in the waning moments, and let's talk about the bumper stumper, since I don't think anybody's going to come with a theme or the rest of the artists. But like I say, most of these artists were big, big names. It wasn't. There's only a couple of them where you might be saying, who? All right. First thing we played was Rock and Cry, and that was Clyde McFatter, 1957 on Atlantic. The second thing we played was, how can I forget, Ben E. King. Well, I think might have actually had the original of that, but the Jimmy Holiday is probably the most well-known. All right, the third, Chubby Checker, you'd better believe it, 1964 on Parkway. All right, so those three I would have expected you would have known. Big names, right? Okay, then the fourth one, I'm not so sure. That was Barbara Jean English, Key in the Mailbox, 1973 on Aletheia. All right, so that was a little out there. But then Brooke Benton, Nothing Can Take the Place of You, and Brian got that. After that, Hurt by Love, that was Inez Fox. Yeah, Charlie and Inez Fox, you betcha. Then I remember Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, 1961 on Herald. And then Don't Call Me, that was Bill Pinkney. Bill Pinkney of the Drifters, yeah, 1964 on Fontana. Love Machine, I was figuring that was going to be an absolute giveaway. That was The Occasions, the group that did Girl Watcher. Then The Five Royales, yeah. And by the way, it's interesting, The Five Royales, they always had the number five, and it was in quotes. The reason for that was that there were actually six members. I know it's hard, but it's fair. Yeah, that was Loman Pauling's group, of course, 1959 on King. And the last one, The Trouble with Boys, that was Little Eva, 1963 on Dimension. So, what do they all have in common? Well, they were all born in the Carolinas. Clyde McFatter, born in Durham. Benny King, born in Henderson, North Carolina. Chubby Checker in Spring Gully, South Carolina. Barbara Jean Inglis in Sumter, South Carolina. Brooke Benton was born in Logoff, South Carolina. Inez Fox, Greensboro, North Carolina. Maurice Williams, Lancaster, South Carolina. Bill Pinkley, Dalzell, South Carolina. The Occasions, well, they were from Wilson, North Carolina, though their lead singer was... name escaping me right now, but he was actually born in Rocky Mount, but the group formed right outside of Wilson, North Carolina. And Donnie Weaver, that was his name, the lead singer of that. Five Royales, yeah, they were all from Winston-Salem. And Little Eva was from Belhaven, North Carolina. So that was the thing they had in common. They were all from the Carolinas. And as I say, you can't quibble with that. There were a lot of big names on that, so I expected you'd get a few more of those. You did get our first question, which was our straggler from last week, according to a 1998 study from Beth Israel Hospital in Boston. Managerial workers are twice as likely to have a heart attack after firing someone. And what will become our straggler for next week, unless you get it here in the next 4 minutes, assuming I don't run out of voice completely. Although rudimentary efforts existed since the 1700s, the first official one was sold in 1939. A year later, over a million of them were. Now millions and millions are sold regularly. Millions of what? So As I say, that will be our straggler for next week. The show will repeat on Friday night. Don't call, but if you want to listen, that'd be great. But next Monday, of course, by all means, participate. We'd love to have you. Now, tomorrow night through Thursday night, full shows, I do believe, though I'm not 100% sure about Thursday night, depending on whether or not the Democratic nominee for president will cover that speech or not. I don't know what WGN's going to do. But whatever they do, of course, is fine by me. But assuming they don't, it's a 10 o'clock start every night. And looking forward to that. Wednesday night, we're having Steve Probst. And this is my fault. We were supposed to have Steve Probst last Wednesday, and I completely forgot about it. Just absolutely forgot. And yeah, where were you? Yeah, forgetting is where I was. So Steve, who had a great radio show and, of course, was a founder in the Southern California Doo-Wop Society and has written, wow, over 10 just terrific books. Those old school records, the most recent one, 1,000 selected R&B, rock and roll and soul, 45 RPM singles. But many others too, including Argument Settlers, like what was the first rock and roll record? Yeah, Argument Settlers, meaning that you've got about, 50 to choose from. And we've talked a lot about that. And a number of other things too, a lot of East LA stuff. So that'll be a lot of fun on Wednesday. Tomorrow night we'll try to play your requests. Now, the full moon occurred Central Time at 1:26 p.m. And like I say, I cannot possibly enumerate the amount of astrologers and stuff who were talking about all manner of horror was going to happen because of this particular full moon. And their logic behind that, what passes for logic anyway, was that not only was this a very potent full moon, and of course the sun is opposing the moon when it's full and it's conjunct the moon when it's new. But so the sun was opposing the moon, but Mercury was conjunct the sun and Uranus was squaring everything. And people say, oh, well, you got to watch out for that. And then they also said, but wait, there's another big aspect, and that was Venus opposing Saturn, while Mars and Jupiter are in conjunction, and they're squaring both of those. So a lot of people putting out all manner of predictions for this week. So like I say, everything from unrest to, earth changes, earthquakes or something. You're right. That's right. Solar flares. I don't know. I won't make light of it, of course, because a lot of them have been right about some of this stuff. But I will say that the full moon is over now. Mercury remains in retrograde, and it will do so until the 28th, and then it will remain in the shadow for a little while after that. And so that's astrologically what we're doing. But it's funny because I heard so many predictions about what was going to happen with this moon that I was checking the internet incessantly, like every hour or so. What happened? Where did it happen? Well, nothing happened. At least nothing that I can that I've heard about yet that was major. Of course, you know, trouble in the Middle East, unfortunately. Most unfortunate is that's become the norm. Hopefully not for much longer, but right now, nothing to, get saying, oh, look at what the moon did. All right. So next new moon, by the way, for people who like to write the prosperity checks, is September 2nd at 8:56 p.m., so just before 9 p.m. Central. So that's your law of abundance checks as far as that goes. So it's officially Andrew in Chicago's birthday. He's 33 today. Yeah, so happy birthday to Andrew for the 20th, August 20th, which is also Chocolate Pecan Pie Day. I can think of ways to celebrate. Bet you can, too. Today was, by the way, National Aviation Day and World Photo Day. I heard something really interesting about airlines yesterday, and I don't know. It's somewhat anecdotal, but a couple people that I knew were going to be flying to Chicago, and neither of them could get there initially because the planes wound up being grounded for hours and then in some cases canceled. And I tried to see what was going on. I didn't see a darn thing. So maybe I'll find out a little about that, or maybe you'll know tomorrow night. And if it's on your mind, it will be on mine. Would have been an 81st birthday for Edwin Hawkins today. Yeah. Isaac Hayes, 82 tomorrow or today, depending on what you think of Tuesday. And Johnny Nash would have been 84 Monday. Yeah, hard to believe. Paul Robey of the Platters would have been 93 tomorrow. All right, so we thank Bob for keeping us in line. He does a wonderful job. And we thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling, because the bottom line is we can't play trivia without you. So I appreciate the calls, and I hope you'll have a repeat of that tomorrow night, starting at 10. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.